It's time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of November in our studio. City Manager Nate Schneider, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
Doing good. Gene's going to be happy because he's got his Royals baseball hat on this morning. Yeah, he's still in baseball mode here a little bit.
I'm thinking baseball. Yep. It's not that time of the year, but it's never too early to start thinking about and the positivity that goes along with the off-season.
Yeah, so. Off-season news. It's always kind of big to follow.
Fun to watch.
Winter GM meetings in Nashville coming up next week.
I think. Councilman Gene Wynn, by the way. Good morning. By the way, when Gene walked in this morning, he said, hey, Cardinals making some noise. You picked up a pitcher for next year.
That's right, we did.
Who did you guys get?
Lynn from the Dodgers.
Yep. Uh-huh.
1 year with an option of the next year. So. Okay.
And maybe he'll go out and win 20 games, and you'll get him for – you'll sign him for 5 more.
We hope so. I don't know.
Oh, baseball news in the wintertime. That's right. You know, we were just talking before we went on that, and I read that forecast, Nate. You guys already starting to think about for Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday weather and roads, huh?
Yeah. It sounds to me like there is the possibility that we may see some snow. We've kind of been watching over at our house as well, too, the last day. Talking to Kyle, it sounds like somewhere from 3 to 5, 6 inches potentially. I know that it's changing. It's all variable right now. I always hate when these storms occur over the holidays. Mm-hmm. I hate to see my guys have to go out and plow, when they've got family and whatnot in town. But they'll be prepared and ready to go. They always do a good job. So if it does happen, if we have snow, just like I always say, make sure you watch out for the guys that are plowing. They're out there to try to make sure that you've got passable streets, and it's not the Indy 500. Just be patient and let them get their stuff done and be courteous.
We'll see what happens with Mother Nature.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah. I hope, you always want moisture, but I'm not sure that this is the time that
not
you really want to see a lot. Yeah, it's just
Christmas.
A bad time.
Yeah. All right, let's get the agenda from last night. Anything on announcements and recognitions?
Yeah, let's just remind your listeners that the city offices will be closed all day Thursday and all day Friday, and then they'll open up again on Monday, November the 27th. So give our employers at the city offices time off for Thanksgiving, and then they can go shopping on Friday.
Gene says shopping. Yeah. Have you done any shopping yet?
No.
You're a December 23rd type of guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Public hearings, report from the Economic Development Plan Citizens Advisory Review Committee regarding the meeting held back in October 23rd.
Well, Charlie and Sean were in, and they just basically gave us an update of some of the projects they're getting. I just want to mention, is it November the 29th at 1:30, I believe, in the Industrial Park. We're having a groundbreaking a ceremony. Performance Plus is coming in. They're out of Sterling, Colorado, I believe. Yeah. And they want to build a facility on that new lot that we just annexed into the city in the Industrial Park. And so want to mention that. But also, Charlie talked about up there in the lots north of Our Savior Lutheran, we have to run. The city has run water and sewer, but there's no power, and so Nebraska Public Power has to run power lines in there. And so the EDC has gotten it's going to spend $22,500, and that's a 50-50 match between Nebraska Public Power and McCook Economic Development Corporation to bring electricity to that. Also, Charlie mentioned that $5,000 went to the Hormel project, and then we're looking at an apartment complex on the east side of town, and they've applied for state fund grant. They'll know about the first of the year, and that would be for every 25 cents that we put into the project, the state would put a dollar in. So we're looking at adding an apartment complex on the east side of town someplace.
Yeah, that cost for the apartment complex keeps on going up. Inflation has just been a killer. And so that gap is, I think Charlie had said yesterday, around $1.5 million, which this will go a long ways towards trying to bridge that gap. Hopefully we get that. The state had just basically released some information here not too long ago that there's an extra $7 million in the Rural Workforce Housing Program Fund. And so Charlie's trying to get a piece of that to bring back to McCook and hopefully get that apartment complex project off the ground. So anything, you know, and that Rural Workforce Housing Project Fund has been fantastic for us. I think that up to this point in time, I think we've between the Rural Workforce Housing Funds, then also fundraised dollars that had to serve as a match. I think we're over $1 million as far as what's been raised. So the EDC, local businesses, state, you know, they've all been very, very good as far as trying to get some funding in. But they really do want to prioritize the apartment complex. That really is a priority item of the EDC, and looking forward to seeing that happen. And hopefully it'll happen here in the near future.
By the way, Charlie will be in our studios here at 9 o'clock talking more about what the MEDC is going on.
Well, yeah, you can go ahead and you can talk to him. But I'll also mention that on the 29th, we're doing a ribbon cutting ceremony or whatever. We're just going to welcome Performance Plus to McCook in the Industrial Park. But also we were going to go up to the lots north of our Saver Lutherans, but the developer has asked to postpone it and move it back. So probably Charlie can give you more information about that, when that will be. But the builder has an option of building three townhouses on three lots, and then once he's done, he has the option of purchasing the other three lots and building on those two. So they're kind of like townhouses, or be on one level for people who want to downsize, etc. So,
all right. Anything else with that public hearing?
That was it, I think.
Consent agenda. He had a bunch of items in the consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion?
Nothing was pulled, but Rich, I just want to mention that we did purchase a number of vehicles, three pickups.
Once the budget season is over, typically the department heads get their requests in as soon as possible as far as the bid specs and the request to move forward with the awards. So
yeah, we bought three pickups, and we bought a new vehicle for the city administration to use. Also, we are in agreement with the McCook Economic Development Corporation for the North Point paving project. We've already accepted the bid. We've already picked a contractor to do that. And then also over on West C Street, next to the Southwest Public Health Department, they're accepting responsibility for paving that too. So we've already got, so that should come up. I think it starts to start next year sometime, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And then also one other thing, just kind of building off of what Gene was talking about earlier, the McCook Business Park Phase 2 project, it's going to require sanitary sewer and water main extensions. An award was given to Midlands Contracting as the lowest bidder in the amount of $248,000 to extend those pieces of infrastructure. You know, our hope is to go ahead and increase the size of our business park. The EDC only has one lot left. Performance Plus is going to take a lot. When we annexed that property in and subdivided that here this past summer, there were a number of lots that were created that should serve our industrial needs fairly well, and hopefully it's going to end up leading to more development here in the near future. So excited for all these projects to go. You know, the one thing that I took away from last night, consent agenda items sometimes, you know, aren't flashy, but if you look at the consent agenda items, the things that we have on there, there are some things that really are going to show, I think, our community that there are some really big things happening, whether it's housing construction, industrial park development. You know, we've got equipment that we're moving forward on to assure that we're able to maintain and keep our town nice and neat and clean. I really thought that the LB 840 presentation from Charlie and Sean last night was a good presentation, because it really did reflect all the good things that are going on in our community right now. So lots of positivity. We're feeling good about the way things are going right now, on top of some of the other projects that we're working on. So,
By the way, your vehicles, I do believe, went locally once. Folks at Wagner Ford.
Yep. Wagner. So we had some utility vehicles, some trucks that had been bid out, and then also, like Gene had said, an SUV for the admin office. And we were excited to see that we had some local bidders that were interested, and Wagner was the winner of those awards. So, you know, got to make sure that we keep our fleet updated as best we possibly can. There are some pretty bad vehicles that are going to get replaced. We always joke because the bad vehicles end up finding their way over to the Public Works Department. So Kyle's probably going to inherit some new vehicles, but you know, they're good sports about it. Kyle always jokes about it, but you know, we had some vehicles that had to be replaced, and our department had to do a good job of identifying and making sure that we don't just willy-nilly add vehicles, but when we need to go ahead and make a replacement, we budget for it and try to do so in a way that's going to be as least demanding on the ratepayers or the taxpayers.
On to the regular agenda, an update regarding the swimming pool and ballpark projects.
This was a long one. We actually, and I just wanted to go through everything last night because I was excited to talk about all the different processes that have been undertaken by Carruthers at the swimming pool. Carruthers is doing a great job, you know, and if anybody's had a chance to go out there and take a look at the building site, you'll see that there's always somebody out there, it seems like. You know, you can walk by there on the weekends, there's somebody out there working. Mornings, evenings, there's always somebody out there working. We found out that they've actually pulled in another crew, so they've actually been working two crews at that site here over the course of the past week or so, and it sounds like that's going to be kind of a continual theme. But, you know, there's been a lot of excavation. If you look at all the dirt that's up right now, you can see that a lot of that's been prepped, and they started pouring and forming a lot of the infrastructure, whether it was the filter building or trying to go ahead and get the filter bedding set up. If you take a look and you can see it, there's some concrete slab pouring that's been going on right now, and there's going to be more to come. I think that every time I go up there, I see something new that's being worked on. And they've done a good job of prioritizing things that are feasible. You know, there are some things that we're waiting for supplies on, and so they'll say, okay, we're going to hold off on doing what we would typically do right now and move on to this next section of the build out. So that way we can go ahead and get everything in. But they're so experienced. Carruthers, this is all they do. They just build swimming pools. So they're so experienced with the swimming pool building process that they can actually go ahead and deviate from their original plan and say, we're going to go ahead and go to this location. But the big pool they've been working on, they've been filling some manholes. They've been making plans for extending the filtration system. This upcoming December, I know they've got a lot of goals that they've got in mind. One of the things that we're working on our end, they're starting to look at the bathhouse and building the bathhouse. We're going to call a meeting of the pool committee so that way they can kind of come up with a color combination, get that over to Carruthers so that way they can start ordering the materials needed. So there's a lot of things happening. You know, the pool committee is still, you know, helping out with this on the periphery. And I would say, you know, long term, you know, our hope is to have everything done by May. You know, the supply chain issue is kind of inhibiting some of what they would like to do. So they did mention, you know, at our last meeting this past week that they will need to amend the completion date, which doesn't mean that that's when the completion date's going to occur, but they're looking at amending it just to account for the possibility that there could be some supply chain issues. Our hope, though, is still to go ahead and move forward with a project here in May, opening date in May. If it's pushed back a little bit, it's going to be because of the supply chain issues.
So good news so far, so good.
They're doing great. Yeah. I, you know, and they're very good at communicating. I just can't say enough good things about them. I know Kyle and his guys and Barry Mooney, they've all, you know, been very impressed with how professional they are.
Discussion and update on the work completed to date by city staff regarding to a potential UTV ordinance.
Basically, this is just a discussion question again. We've been given a preliminary ordinance, and we've looked at it. And last night we had a couple of citizens who came in and made some recommendations, things that they would like to see added to the ordinance. And so I think the council has asked that the city staff just bring it back next time as in ordinance form. So
yeah,
we'll continue to do this. And if the public has any opinion about this issue, please get a hold of one of your city council members and tell us your opinion on UTVs in the city of McCook. So one of the biggest problems we saw was that by state statute, you cannot drive it on a highway. And so there's only certain points where you can cross a highway, and it has to be a four-way stop, right?
Well, it's got to be a controlled intersection. And that was a question that Maggie Repass had last night. What is a controlled intersection? And our initial take on the controlled intersection is it's got to be a four-way stop. So, and on the highways, it's typically going to be a lighted stop is kind of the impression that, that we have from it. She had asked that we go back in and take a look at that definition. There's a lot of ambiguity in the statute. If you read the statute, it really, you know, could have been probably drafted and spelled out a little bit better. There is some proposed legislation that hopefully would make this a little bit more uniform. Because my preference would be if you were going to do this, I want to try to treat everybody the same. But if you can't cross, there's some language in there that says you have to cross a highway at a 90-degree angle, and it's got to be at a controlled intersection and this and that. You can't drive it on the highway. So there could be some parts of town that would get treated differently. You wouldn't be able to take your UTV across Highway 83, for example, at South Street, because that would not technically be a controlled intersection because you only have two stop signs. And so that's something we need to take a look at. Like I said, if we're going to move forward with this, I would like to try to see everybody get treated the same across the board. So hopefully we can kind of get some more guidance from the state. It's almost, I'm not sure this is ripe yet, because to me, part of me is thinking, well, if they would just hold off for a little while until the state has a chance to finalize this, maybe this next session, you know, it might actually resolve itself. I hate to go in and do an ordinance, then have to revise an ordinance 2 or 3 months down the road. But if we have to do that, we can do that.
Next up, an ordinance for third and final reading on cemetery fees.
Right. We're basically just raising our fees on a burial plot and then also on the column burials. So we've discussed this twice before, and this came up for the third reading, and we passed it last night. So I talked to Seth Province last week, and I asked him when, if I wanted to buy one of the niches, when could I buy it? And he said after the December 1st would be the date to get a hold of him. He's already got a waiting list, so if you're interested in a column burial, see Seth Province out at the cemetery after December 1st and get your name in, and you can pick out your niche if you want a niche in the column burial.
It's always kind of freaky to talk about this stuff, you know? It's like...
Yeah,
but you got to do it.
Yeah, and it's a service that we provide, and you know, it gets used. It's very interesting kind of talking to Seth about, you know, human nature, mm-hmm. and location of the niches and what's preferable and what's not preferable, and you know, then, you know, just going through and taking a look at what other communities have done. I know Jerry Calvin last night had mentioned the fact that he was speaking with someone in Holders. I think it was his brother, and his brother had said that the price for burial plots and niches was about three times as much as what McCook's mm-hmm. is. And so we're really trying to be reasonable. We hadn't updated that ordinance for years. I mean, I don't even remember having an update since I've been city attorney, probably 17, 18 years ago at least. That's how long it's been since they've updated that. So we need to make sure that we're keeping up with the times and hopefully paying some of those expenses with those fees as opposed to taxpayer dollars.
I think cremation is becoming more of a popular option for people after they've passed away. And so I think we're trying to meet the needs of people who don't want to buy a burial plot and want to be cremated. And so this is it. And Kyle did a wonderful job picking out the column burial. We have space there for two more, correct?
Yeah.
So if we fill this one up, then we can have two more then.
We're already to city council comments already.
One thing is... Mayor Taylor wanted just to be thankful, and she was especially thankful for the city staff and all those that do the things for us, the police, the fire department, the water, sewer, whatever. She was just very thankful for everything that they do for us for the city of McCook.
And that was it. That was pretty much it.
That was it.
Executive session after that.
Yeah, we went in, and then there were no action items taken up after that. So.
Okay. Next council meeting coming up, hard to believe, December 4th.
December 4th, yep.
Yikes.
We're going to be in the last month of the year, so
wow.
Hard to believe.
And again, as Gene talked about at the beginning, the city offices will be closed on Thursday and again on
Thursday
Friday.
Thursday and Friday, correct.
A nice day, four-day weekend, but the city guys, snow removal guys.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
It's a trace amount. We take rain. I mean, if it were rain and
great
not,
rain
if yeah, as long as it's 33 degrees, I don't want it to freeze and have
right.
ice either, so... But, yeah, it sounds to me like we're going to get some snow.
Yep, sure does. Guys, thank you very much. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Gene Whedon, good to see you as always, sir.
Thank you.